Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats at the best prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium, the all-new-looking First Energy Stadium. That renovation process will be underway, is underway through this offseason, and can't wait to see what it looks like, at least phase one of it, for the 2014 season. So visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic Carucci, Nathan Nate Dogg Zagura aboard with you. Carly McCord is handling all the tweeting during the show, and she will, of course, be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, the very popular feature on our site that highlights, it's a text highlight of what went on during the show. And, of course, you could get all the audio clips of segments of the show available on ClevelandBrowns.com, a plethora of stuff. And one of the fun things we've been doing, our video production crew has been in there with cameras taking videotaping what goes on in the studio. You're going to see a post with Nathan today and doing that interview, and the interview that we just did with Matt Williamson. We're going to have the interview with Eric Metcalf, again, with both of us talking with our guests here. So just to, and with some nice highlights and videos and such to just give you a feel for how things are unfolding with all the news that concerns this football team. Peter King joined the Really Big Show, and he was in a discussion with his former, I guess, yeah, they're Miami alumni, right? Or not my, oh boy, I'm going to get in trouble for that. Ohio, University of Ohio alum, yeah. That's their alma mater. I'm going to get in trouble for that. I didn't mean that, guys. I won't get your colleges right. And Tony had Peter appear on the show this morning to talk about the Browns and get his thoughts. And Peter King had a lot of interesting ones. I thought this cut here, I really want to hear this because it kind of ties into what we just talked about with Matt Williamson, the NFL scout, about the Browns' future of the quarterback position. And the reference that Peter King's going to address here is friction between Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, and the administrators of the Browns over the quarterback of the future, because the Browns, by all reports, and I stress reports, like Johnny Manziel.
I think that the regime of the Browns felt like we're open to playing with any quarterback, any kind of quarterback there is, and that that Rob Chudzinski and North Turner particularly would really have wanted to have a guy who was more of a pocket guy, more of your classic, you know, strong arm, deep ball quarterback. And I just felt from the start, in hearing some stuff out of Texas A&M particularly, that the Browns have been high on Manziel from the start.
Okay, and that's what we've been hearing as well.
Sure.
So this goes back to this point of innovative thinking is, are you locked into a certain guy that fits a system? We've all felt, we gave this narrative on this show many times when Rob Chudzinski came aboard with North Turner, that it's the preference of that bigger, taller, stronger pocket passer who can throw those deeper passes, those routes that develop deeper, and you're not as interested in somebody who's running maybe some pistol formation, who's moving around, who's doing the mobile things that, say, a Johnny Manziel does. Obviously, I don't know that there was true dissension here or a divergence of opinion between coach and people running the team. It would seem to behoove any coach to understand that your system's got to fit your people, that you do have to be on the same page about it, but are they not capable of coaching somebody other than that kind of, than a certain type of quarterback?
Right.
I would think they are, but if that's true, then that's an interesting point.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about that is Rob Chudzinski coached Cam Newton in Carolina. It's not like Cam Newton was your traditional pocket quarterback.
By no means.
And by no means, and had great success with him there.
Yeah, and made it work. And I think, I think there's versatility there, but whatever. And again, I will give it up to Peter because I know he's connected and knows what he knows and offers that opinion. At the same time, I will say, moving on, and I don't know that it matters anymore frankly, about what Chud and Norv think or thought about the position of quarterback, because the Browns are going to have someone else there. So I want to make sure, in my mind at least, I want to feel sure. I don't know if I can make sure of anything, but I want to feel sure that that guy is the right fit with the personnel, can maximize whoever that quarterback is.
Exactly right. He was also asked about the front office performance of the Browns.
I don't know why you'd be overwhelmed. They hired a coach. They didn't get the guy who they wanted, Chip Kelly. And they hired a coach who they basically admitted that they made a mistake on. After 1 year, you should be underwhelmed. They haven't done it yet. And everybody should look at them with skepticism right now. And I don't blame anybody for doing that.
That's fair. It's totally fair. The facts are the facts. You went 11 months with one coach, and your program, if anything, went backwards. I mean, you had 5 wins to 4 wins. Now, the upside of what the talent is and what's in place can lend some hope. I think that's the different part of the story that existed after the 2012 season. I feel better about the players here, much better about the players here than I did last year, oddly, after one fewer victory. But I'm feeling, number one, about the fact that you have those core players who made the Pro Bowl, some others who definitely played above the levels that we thought they would. I'm thinking in particular of Tashaun Gibson, among others, that elevated their game a little bit. Still a lot of major holes that have to be addressed, but I also think that between the draft picks and the reported $40-plus million in cap space and an owner who I believe will be determined to put a positive stamp, make good. He's promised this fan base that he will build a winner here, and he's not going to hold back on the investment in that.
That's right. There it is. We will see.
And
the proof will be in the pudding, hopefully.
But the proof, it's gotta happen.
That's right.
But, I mean, I'm sensing that there's something to look forward to, but I am aboard with the idea that skepticism is more than warranted. I want to be very clear on that, because you don't earn, and I think Jimmy Haslam said it, I get where you're coming from. I get the same old Browns thought process, because we haven't given you any reason to think otherwise.
Right. And that's hopefully what we will. Speaking of one of the great Browns of the past, Eric Metcalf will join us at the top of the hour when we return here. We'll talk wide receivers, hand out some wide receiver grades on this program, and talk to one of the great Browns of all time, Eric Metcalf, when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.